Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Kuf Aleph of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Mishnah's halacha of Af Aleiches Alamaka in Lechel Goyel Mabo. A person who recites a pasuk to heal a wound will not receive a portion in the world to come. The machlik is whether this refers only to a pasuk that contains Hashem's name or even to a pasuk that does not contain Hashem's name. V'leiches in Lechishas Nechashim Akravim B'Shabbos. A person may recite a pasuk even on Shabbos to save himself from a snake or scorpion because it is Pekuach Nefesh, his life is in danger. Several other remedies that are permitted on Shabbos. The machlokes regarding shoylin bidvar shedim, whether one may perform maisa shedim to ask them the whereabouts of a lost item. The Mishnah's halacha of afahoygi as Hashem beisiyosav ein lechayik loyim abba. A person who pronounces Hashem's name as if it's written will not receive a portion of the world to come. And the Gemara specifies two conditions. Begvulin, only if he was hoygi as Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not inside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Lashon Aga, only if he was Hoyges Hashem in another language, but not in Lashon HaKadosh. Shleisha Malachim Va'arbo had Yoytis Ein Lehem Chedek Loim Abba. There were three kings and four common people who did not receive a portion of the world to come. And the Shleisha Malachim are Yeravim, Achab, Umanasha. And the Gemara elaborates on the first king. Yeravim ben Nevat. He made a revolt against Rechavim, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and thereby caused the majority of the Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah.